The word today is appearance. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. Crowds often wait with great anticipation for a favored artist to appear on stage. Imagine the anticipation of waiting for the world's Savior to come. The Old Testament spoke of the appearing of the Christ and a people who waited centuries for His arrival. Today, we can look back and see the circumstances of Jesus coming to earth. Here to explain further is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Appearance.
At Christmas time, we spend our energies praising the Lord God and giving thanks for the coming of Jesus Christ, our Savior, to this world, so that He could give His life as a payment for sin, so that we might have forgiveness and so that we can live forever with God in eternity. It's a great thing to celebrate that coming of Jesus. It's a very joyous time. We sometimes in certain cultures give gifts to celebrate this, but it's best just to focus on Jesus and to praise God and thank Him for the gift of our salvation. There is a passage in the book of Hebrews that I shared with recently where I was talking about that first coming of Jesus, that He came in order to be sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. And that really ultimately is why Christ came. The whole Christmas story, the whole account of the angels and the shepherds, Jesus being born likely in a little cave or grotto and being placed into a stone manger, a feed trough, all of that beautiful story is going to lead ultimately to the cross and to His paying for our sins with His own precious suffering and death. But that is not the end of the story. Of course, Jesus has been raised from the dead. He was resurrected, glorified. He's defeated Satan, sin, and death. And now He gives the promise to all of His followers that we can join with Him in that glory and victory in His kingdom. And we can do so eternally, even beyond the grave. It's just so fantastic. And that's why Christians praise God so much for the gift of the Savior Jesus at Christmas time. The second or back end of the story, the culmination of the story, is what we call the second appearing of Christ. The first appearing includes His whole earthly ministry from His coming in Bethlehem, born of the Virgin Mary, all the way through till His ascension after His resurrection. The ascension being where He was physically taken up into the sky, into heaven again. And angels at that time said, He will come back in a similar fashion as you have seen Him go. So since that time, Christians have been awaiting what's called the second appearing of Jesus. And I'll tell you what, there is such a difference in these two times that Jesus comes to this earth that it almost seems like two completely separate events. There is so much radical change in the person of Jesus and His purpose for coming that unless you were taught its purpose, you might not make the connection. It's that radically different. Now, in the book of Hebrews, it discusses both of these at the same time. When it says that Jesus was sacrificed once to bear sins, that was the outcome of His coming after what we call Christmas, finalized at His death and resurrection. But what about His second coming? In Hebrews 9, it says in verse 28 that He will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for Him. The coming of Jesus the first time, Christmas, was as this gentle shepherd, as this loving agent of God to bring sinners to himself, to bear our sin, as it says here, to offer himself so that he would cover us with his grace, with his love, so that all who believed in him could have the forgiveness of God and the gift of eternal life. I hope that whatever culture you are listening to me, that you understand that God is inviting you through Jesus Christ to have the gift of forgiveness, his love and mercy, and the gift of life everlasting beyond the grave. There is no other place in the world that you can get that offer. It only comes through Jesus Christ. And Jesus is this fantastic Son of God who is willing to come to do this for us, and he is offering it for you. There's no better time, except maybe Easter, where Jesus was raised from the dead. But aside from Easter, there's no better time to come and make the commitment to be a Christian than at Christmas, to receive this gift that God wants to give you, that you can be certain that you have the forgiveness of sins and that you're okay with God because of his forgiveness. And I hope that you will share it with your friends, that your enthusiasm and your excitement over Jesus will bubble over in your life like a spring of water that will give life to other people too. But there's a second coming. There's something we're still waiting for. Since Christ was raised from the dead and he has gone back to be at the Father's side, we're waiting because he is told that he will come again. He is going to show up at some point, and this time will be radically different. As I said before, these two appearances of Jesus are so unlike each other. For instance, the first time, as it says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28, he came to be sacrificed, to bear sins. Not the second time. The second time, it says he is coming to bring salvation for those who are waiting for him. What does that mean? It doesn't mean he's going to be meek and mild. It doesn't mean he's going to allow himself to be stuck on a cross or he's going to let his enemies have their way. Not at all. The second time Jesus comes in glory, the second time he comes in triumph, that's why we're told in the scriptures that he will come with the trumpet call and with the sound of the archangel. The armies of God will be coming with Christ in order to usher in the judgment of the earth. This will not be the tender babe in the feed trough. This will be the resurrected, glorified Son of God, the warrior who is ready to do in his enemies. The first time Jesus came, he was humbled. He took on human flesh. He diminished his deity and wrapped it in humanness. The second time he comes, his deity will be on full display. He'll be fully glorified, and people will cower at him who opposed him. Jesus will not come to suffer a second time. He will come to judge the earth and its inhabitants. You see how different these two arrivals of Jesus are, the two comings, the appearances of Jesus on this earth. Now remember, Jesus has two natures. He is fully human, true human, and he is fully divine, true God, all wrapped into this one marvelous person. And so he was fully human in order to come the first time, in order to die for us. He had to be God at the same time to endure the temptations of Satan, the jeerings and the tauntings, the provocations of his enemies. He had to be divine in order to perform his miracles, such as turning water to wine and raising Lazarus from the dead. Of course, he had to be divine also in order to raise himself, to be raised by God from the dead so that death could not defeat him. But his humanness, the first time he came, was to be our Savior humbly. The second time, I think, his deity will be on display. Suddenly now, instead of the humble person who walks and talks and people can touch and people can spit at or mock or put on a cross, the second time Jesus in his power and glory will be untouchable. None of his enemies will be able to get at him. He will judge the inhabitants of the earth. This is important, that you understand and receive this Jesus who came the first time to this world in order to bear your sin. It's important that you at Christmas receive him as a gift from God the Father, because he will come a second time. Notice that it said in Hebrews chapter 9 that he will come to bring salvation for those that are waiting for him. Who needs salvation? Someone who's oppressed, someone who's needy, someone who has an enemy. They need to be saved. We have enemies: Satan, sin, a world full of wicked, godless people that hate the Lord. Jesus will come to deliver his people the second time, to bring salvation from the enemies of God and your enemies. We look forward to celebrating Christmas because it's the joy of receiving the gift of Jesus Christ. But those who receive him get a second gift, that he will appear again, not to condemn us, not to judge us to hell. No, we've been forgiven by his love and his blood shed on the cross. He will come a second time to save his people, to bring us with him to life eternal. I hope that you are able to receive in your heart not only the Jesus who came in Bethlehem as a baby, but also the glorified Christ who comes as a victor to bring us salvation in his name.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.